95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog. I am Riggs. That is Josh at SR Parade as we are Morning Hog Happy Hour styling on this Friday. We're in February now. The Super Bowl is right around the corner, Josh. Get ready to make your Super Bowl picks. I know you said you had it locked in, but if you want to change it up, you still got time. We got all wicked hazy in the first half, and now there's no haze. There's just a familiar, well, a familiar logo at least, and then a bottle I've never tried before. So I'm psyched. Where are we starting?
All right, so we're going to start off with your one of your hometown heroes here, Terrapin.
Yeah, baby.
So we did Wake and Bake not too long ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The regular Wake and Bake.
Yeah.
This is Vanilla Chai Latte Wake and Bake.
All right.
This bad boy, 9.4%.
All right. Take a ride. Take a ride on this thing.
It's just that brew cycle and the ingredients you're using. A lot of that coffee and oatmeal are giving you the flavors.
Okay.
Obviously, vanilla and chai as well. But 9.4 is, it'll get the job done for sure.
You don't need a lot of these to get you through, that's for sure.
So this is a 2020 reserve. Terrapin's been doing it a long time, doing their reserve series, but it's always been in those, I wouldn't quite call them a bomber because they're a little bit smaller bottles.
Yeah, with those big ones. Yeah, okay.
And they finally, just like just about everybody out there nowadays, have realized that nobody wants to open up a 22-ounce bottle and try to, do that themselves, especially when it's a... You know, 10% ABV all the way up to 18%.
Okay.
Nobody's crushing one of those. So they've, in the right move, they have moved over to 4-pack 16-ounce cans.
Oh, I see this. Okay. I see the, you were kind enough to drop off a whole 4. I see. And they got the environmentally friendly carrier on those as well. That's nice.
Yep. This is a big beer.
Yes, it is. It is a big beer. In every way, it's a big beer. Man, that is a tremendous amount of flavor. And while I am a hop and an IPA first dude, this is a great change of flavor and still has that Terrapin signature.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's just a massive amount of flavor. 16-ounce can will probably do you, to be honest. But it gives you plenty more to enjoy as time goes on. I'm sure these will age well as well.
Oh, good.
So go ahead. Yeah, you don't have to finish them all, you know, in a week. You're certainly welcome to. Right. But
Listen, one of my favorite things, Josh, and I think we talked about this before, is to ferret a couple of big 16-ouncers in the back of the fridge, maybe behind the hot sauce or something that doesn't get off in or coffee creamer or whatever, just to hide it back there so nobody touches it, right? So I don't have to share it. Or sometimes I'll put it in the crisper under the cheese. And this is what I'm doing with this beer.
It's like finding a $20 in your jacket pocket.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Exactly.
Like, I forgot I had that.
It's like, well, I reached in the bottom of my stocking that I found in July, and there's still stuff in there. Look at it. It's a Terrapin. That's fantastic. Wow. Okay.
These are very, very rare. Very, very limited.
Okay.
If you see it on the shelf, the price tag may be a little shocking at first, but it is worth it. Like I said, they usually come in a larger bottle. Now you're getting 4 of these in 16-ounce cans, so the value is there. So
yeah.
Do not pass these up.
You're getting over 9% of goodness right there, and then the Terrapin brand. I mean, it's whatever it is, it's worth it. Well, any place specifically we should seek this out?
Total Wine, absolutely.
Total Wine, I love the Total Wine. I love wandering around Total Wine and just, you know, and finding things. But then I see stuff that we actually tasted on this program, and I just end up buying that anyway. All right.
Exactly.
All right. There's only one more beer before we get to our Super Bowl picks, and it has every word that I love.
Hop and slam.
That's it. I love those words. A guy usually does the bottle cap opening in here, and his bottle cap thing, he left the bottle cap in it, and it won't come out. Oh, my God.
Oh, your beer.
Oh, my God. We're having a brew review crisis. Oh, wait. All right. Hang on. I got it. Okay, we're cool. We're good. All right.
Perfect.
So this is Hop Slam.
This is probably the beer I get asked the most about of when it's going to get released for the year. So this is a one-time-a-year release.
Really?
Pretty limited. Typically, it's been coming in cans for the last couple of years. With the recent can shortages out there, they moved back to bottles on this one. But it kind of gives you that classic feel, which is really nice.
I've never had this beer. And it makes me mad and sad, but then also elated now that you've been kind enough to bring it to the brew review. And I do love the Bell's products. We've tried some recently, and I'm looking at this thing already that I poured. It looks like this just says Riggs all over it.
Well, so clocks in 10%. It is a double IPA, which I know you're a huge fan of.
Yeah,
it's not hiding anything in there.
That's got a kick. That's like a military boot. Oh, that's very
good. For the hopheads out there, this is like the Holy Grail almost.
Wow. Now, so it's only once a year. How long do these things end up hanging around on stores like Total Wine and places?
You're lucky if you see 3 to 4 weeks on them. Now, we had just talked about the terrapin. You're able to age those a little bit and still enjoy them. With these, you are going to want to get these down as fast as possible. The quality, when you have a double, you know, a double IPA like this, especially if it's in a bottle, you want to drink it early.
That I'm going to put that in the all-time quotes of the Brewer Review. You want to get these down as fast as possible.
Oh,
I think that applies so much to so many things that we try, but then and particularly this. Boy, this is fantastic. And again, you won't if you find one of these babies, put it on your Super Bowl rotation, but you won't need many. You just need that one soldier standing by there. Get your bottle opener and get ready.
Really cool this year. I was actually able to get a few of these on draft as well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Less than 10. So check out the website, see where they're at, because those are going to be gone very quickly as well.
Wow. srperot.com/beerfinder. And you can find out where this is, not only in stores, but on tap. But you better, as you're hearing this on a Friday, and you've got Super Bowl weekend ahead of you, before you go out and find your wings, before you go out and order, go find this beer. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Wow. Super Bowl 55, buddy. Your Seahawks aren't in it. My Browns aren't in it. What do you think? Is Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, I bandwagoned last year and bought a Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl. I bought a jersey, so I have it. I'm wearing it today. Is he going to two-peat, or is the GOAT going to win potentially his final one or just walk off? What's going to happen? Give me a score. Give me your prediction.
You can't go against Mahomes, man. He's something else. Obviously, he is the GOAT, but I don't want to see him win another one with another team.
Me neither. All right, well, we've spoken. There you go. If you believe Josh, if you believe me, you know what to do. But you definitely know that you should grab all these beers. srperot.com/beerfinder, and, of course, Total Wine. And thank you, Josh. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, buddy.